Hi, everyone. I wanted to give you this teaser, quick 5-minute clip from my Patreon account. If you haven't heard of it, it is a bonus podcast episode platform. For $4 a month, you can come on and have an unfiltered conversation with me. The Hormone Hub podcast will continue to have weekly podcasts. If you sign up for the Patreon, you will access those podcasts 1 week early, and you will also have this bonus unfiltered episode. I am talking about anything and everything. This month's episode is about women's health getting worse in 2021. I'm talking about some personal experiences, some professional insights, and some reasons why I think this is happening. And it gets interesting. So I encourage you to come join the conversation. If you join Patreon, you can join it anytime. You can cancel it anytime. And anytime you join, you have access to all of the previous content. So I look forward to seeing you there. I hope you enjoy this quick 5-minute clip. And if you are looking for where to join the Patreon, you can check the show notes and there will be a link there. Anywhere you are listening to your podcast, just go to the description of the episode and the link will be there. Enjoy. Conversation around patient advocacy, and I cannot for the life of me understand why we are not all on the same page in this. Like, the number of times that I have had a medical doctor come back to me and say, "You run it." It's like, okay, no problem. I can run it. And if you're doing this to spite me, then that's really wrong, because at the end of the day, I think we both have the same goal, right? Naturopathic doctors, medical doctors, anyone else, we have the same goal. If you're a healthcare provider, to provide health. And part of providing health requires you to give patients the best options to deal with. And if you're not giving them the best options, then what on earth are you doing? And so I have a lot of frustrations with these doctors who have an ego that's far greater than the care that they're providing, in my opinion. Because I don't care. At the end of the day, I'm a naturopathic doctor. I can use the title doctor. Most of the time I'm telling my patients to call me Laura, because it truly doesn't matter to me. At the end of the day, what I can provide and the information I can give and the way I can help you has nothing to do with me, you know, being able to call myself doctor. Yes, it's something you work for. Yes, it's something when you go to school, you know, XYZ years post-secondary, you feel proud of that, and that's great. But I think when healthcare practitioners are butting heads for no good reason, it really impacts the patient in a negative way. And my patients are feeling this. They're feeling this. They have gone the whole pandemic. They have gone through, you know, there's a lot of things that my patients have gone through over the last 2 years, 2.5 years. There's a lot of things that I've gone through the past 2.5 years. And it changes you. It changes you as a human. Like, it literally changes you as a human. And then what I'm seeing now is patients coming in and they are like just defeated. They are defeated because their health was not taken seriously unless they had COVID. And that's a problem. Their mental health was not taken seriously. They had extra burdens regardless of where they were in life. Like, if they had little kids, they were, you know, trying to figure out daycare. And I'm in that boat, trying to figure out daycare in the season of life where they cannot go if they have, you know, your kid looks the wrong way and they get sent home from daycare. And so it's really hard for parents of little kids to even work. Then there's the parents of, you know, school-aged kids who are fighting and struggling with, like, they had to do the work from home, be a teacher from home. Like, there's a reason why people go to school to become teachers and teaching professionals, because that's their job, that's their skill. And these parents suddenly had to like take that on. Parents who had no business, I mean, they would probably agree, parents who had no business teaching, like they were like, I have to work, had to now teach their kids and keep them on track. And then you had, you know, people who didn't have kids, but maybe they were in menopause, maybe they were retired and they have older children who have their own children.
And they had to deal with all of the things there. Maybe these grandparents had to now child rear so that their children could work because school was closed. So my whole point is that I think a lot of people were neglected over the past 2.5 years. And when someone comes to present to their medical doctor saying, "Hi, please help me," and their doctor will not help them. Now, there are a lot of people that come to me, you know, as the first line because they're like, "I just want, you know, a holistic approach. I want whatever they want to do," right? They're like, "I want a holistic approach. I want to find the root cause." Like, they're into it. But there are a number of people who reach out to me because I am their last option, because they've seen their doctor and their doctor's done nothing. And I think this comes back to women's health in general. It's always been like this, and I think the pandemic has highlighted it in ways that we've never seen before. And so women are feeling ignored, they're feeling not listened to, and they're feeling extremely left behind. And I'm seeing it every single day, and we are not talking about it. These women have so many tasks that they are doing on a day-to-day basis that is, you know, just adding to the pile, adding to the thing. So let me go back to this patient email. And this isn't like this particular patient. I get emails like this all the time. But like I said, straw that broke the camel's back. She went to see her doctor. She asked her doctor, "Hi, I'm working with a naturopathic doctor." Again, she's seen her.
Okay, things are getting real juicy in this episode. If you guys want more, head to my Patreon to listen to the full episode and join our Patreon-only conversation. I'm excited to talk about this. Talk soon.